Moncrief on News Talk.
Sometimes you see couples who dress exactly the same, which is weird. But sometimes you see couples whose dress style couldn't be more different. He's neat and groomed. She looks like she slept in a car. As part of its ongoing mission to name things that aren't really things, social media calls it a swag gap. Are these relationships doomed? Julie Cook is a writer at the I newspaper. Good afternoon, Julie.
Hi, good afternoon.
How new of a thing is this?
Well, I think it's always been a thing. I think it's, as you said, I think just people on social media and TikTok in particular like to give things a title, don't they? I think it's often existed. I mean, you only have to look back at people like Arthur Miller and Marilyn Monroe. You know, she had the swag and he didn't. So there you go.
Yeah. But you know, in those days, it wasn't an issue.
No, you're right. It wasn't an issue. I think now people are far more worried about what they look like, particularly younger people, and how you look swag wise. And if your non-swaggy partner might be bringing you down. My argument is I don't think it does. I think you can very much live with a non-swaggy partner if you are the swaggy one.
Yeah. OK. But it seems like a lot of this is inspired by the Justin Bieber situation where he's dressing the way he dresses and his partner seems to dress up quite a lot.
Apparently, yes, that seems to be the main couple they're citing at the moment on socials. So it's, you know, Hailey Bieber's turning up looking amazing in a dress and heels and Justin sort of staggering behind her in an ill-fitting hoodie and tracksuit pants that are falling off his behind. And, you know, strangely, they're saying she's the swaggy one and he's now the sort of one dragging her down.
OK. But is there any evidence in the real world that this actually happens, that, you know, she might pretend that he's just a homeless guy who followed me into this building kind of thing?
Who knows? I mean, yeah, who knows? Who knows what goes on behind closed doors there? I don't know. But I do know that there are lots of swag gap relationships. I certainly know quite a few. I'm in one. So yeah, I think they can work.
Yeah. And you're the fashionista then in the family.
Yes, well, I wouldn't go that far. But yes, I do like to dress nicely and I do like to keep on trend, whereas my husband does not. So he will be the one, you know, rifling through the Primark bargain basement bins. And I'll still be sort of following fashion and seeing what's hot and what's not, and go to a lot more effort. So in our relationship, I'm the swaggy one. Yes.
Yeah. And has that caused any friction in your relationship?
Strangely, no. I mean, the worst friction I'd say is as we're going out the door, I might say, look, can you change that top or can you put a different jumper on? That's about as far as it goes. But yeah, I mean, we don't argue over it. In fact, we sort of joke about it that I worry far more about these things than he does.
Yeah. OK. And so is that the exact, do you say, would you change that rather than, in Ireland, a woman would say, is that what you're wearing? Which is a highly rhetorical question.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, I say the same thing exactly. And he knows, just as you said there, he knows that means turn around, go upstairs and get changed.
Yeah. But he doesn't mind though.
No, he certainly never complained. You know, he might occasionally say, no, that's it, I'm sticking with it. But he knows better than to argue, as most men do. And he will trot back upstairs and get changed. And as I say, it works for us.
Yeah. So, I mean, if there is one half of a partnership and one of them isn't really that pushed about their appearance, is you could say that, you could argue that's a form of coolness because you genuinely don't care.
Good point. I hadn't thought about that actually. Yes, exactly. It might well be that this sort of ironic dressing in the terms of not caring turns out to be the more fashionable one because, you know, they're a lot cooler. Good point. Hadn't thought of it like that.
So Justin Bieber's wife is just trying too hard.
Possibly, yeah, that could actually be the next TikTok debate, couldn't it?
Yeah.
Could we turn it on its head?
Yes. Yeah. but these TikTok debates, I mean, do people take them very seriously that, you know, this could threaten a relationship?
Do you know, I think they do. I don't, because I'm, you know, pushing 50 now, and I tend to look at it through the eyes of my teenage kids rather than myself. But I think younger people definitely take it seriously. It's where they get their news. It's where they get their trend news, their relationship news. So, yeah, I think there's been a lot of very serious debate on TikTok about it.
OK, but so far we don't know of any relationship that has actually disintegrated because of this.
Well, who knows? Apparently on TikTok, when I was researching this piece I wrote for the paper, a lot of people on TikTok are genuinely saying, I couldn't do that. I couldn't stay with someone less swaggy than me. I've walked away from someone less swaggy than me. So yes, apparently it is disintegrating relationships in the younger generation.
Wow.
Yeah.
But then again, who decides who's, you know, you might go, they're less swaggy than I am. But the other person might think, no, I'm not. I'm actually more swaggy than you are. You're
exactly,
swagless.
Which, yeah, Yes, which descends into a whole new swaggy, chaotic debate. Yeah, exactly. Who knows? It sounds like it's absolutely mad, isn't it? Who knows? It really does. It looks as if, as you say, one person might think they're swaggy. The other might think, no, hang on, I'm more swaggy because I'm not caring about being swaggy. And then we go down the rabbit hole of, well, who's the swaggiest?
Wow. Well, I look forward to divorce cases where they're citing lack of swag yes. as the reason for it. Julie, thanks a million for speaking with us today. That was Julie Cook there, writer with the I newspaper.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.